Section 6. I will tell you in your mind and in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Reading assignment, Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 6, 8, 9, and 11. Read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 8, verses 2 through 3, and Section 85, verse 6. What do these verses teach about how the Holy Ghost communicates with us? Why is it important to understand this principle of how the Holy Ghost communicates? What did the Lord reveal to Oliver Cowdery about his desire for a further witness of the prophet's divine mission? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 6, verses 22 through 23. How can we become more trusting of the peace that the Spirit speaks to our minds? Why should we submit our will to God's will when we seek personal revelation? Page 6. How can we discern whether a revelation has come from God? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 11, verses 12 through 14, and Section 50, verses 23 through 24. Scripture Chain, Recognizing the Still Small Voice. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 8, verses 2 through 3. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 9, verses 8 through 9. Section 42, verse 61. Section 128, verse 1, and Section 136, verses 32 through 33. Scriptures relating to Section 6, I will tell you in your mind and in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 8, verses 2 through 3. 2. Yea, behold, I will tell you in your mind and in your heart by the Holy Ghost, which shall come upon you and which shall dwell in your heart. 3. Now behold, this is the spirit of revelation. Behold, this is the spirit by which Moses brought the children of Israel through the Red Sea on dry ground. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 85, verse 6. Yea, thus saith the still small voice, which whispereth through and pierceth all things, and oftentimes it maketh my bones to quake, while it maketh manifest saying. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 6, verses 22 through 23. 22. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if you desire a further witness, cast your mind upon the night that you cried unto me in your heart, that you might know concerning the truth of these things. 23. Did I not speak peace to your mind concerning the matter? What greater witness can you have than from God? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 11, verses 12 through 14. 12. And now verily, verily, I say unto thee, put your trust in that Spirit, which leadeth to do good, yea, to do justly, to walk humbly, to judge righteously, and this is my Spirit. 13. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I will impart unto you of my Spirit, which shall enlighten your mind, which shall fill your soul with joy. 14. And then shall ye know, or by this shall you know, all things whatsoever you desire of me, which are pertaining unto the things of righteousness, in faith, believing in me, that you shall receive. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 50, verses 23 through 24. 23. And that which doth not edify is not of God, and is darkness. 24. That which is of God is light, and he that receiveth light, and continueth in God, receiveth more light. And that light groweth brighter and brighter until the perfect day. Scriptures relating to the scripture chain, recognizing the still, small voice. Refer again to Doctrine and Covenants, Section 8, verses 2 through 3. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 9, verses 8 through 9. 8. But behold, I say unto you that you must study it out in your mind. Then you must ask me if it be right. And if it is right, I will cause that your bosom shall burn within you. Therefore you shall feel that it is right. 9. But if it be not right, you shall have no such feelings, but you shall have a stupor of thought that shall cause you to forget the thing which is wrong. Therefore you cannot write that which is sacred, save it be given you from me. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 42, verse 61. And if thou shalt ask, thou shalt receive revelation upon revelation, knowledge upon knowledge, that thou mayest know the mysteries and peaceable things, that which bringeth joy, that which bringeth life eternal. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 128, verse 1. As I stated to you in my letter before I left my place that I would write to you from time to time and give you information in relation to many subjects, I now resume the subject of baptism for the dead, as that subject seems to occupy my mind and press itself upon my feelings, the strongest since I have been pursued by my enemies. Doctrine and Covenants, section 136, verses 32 through 33. 32. Let him that is ignorant learn wisdom by humbling himself and calling upon the Lord his God, that his eyes may be opened that he may see, and his ears opened that he may hear. 33. For my spirit is sent forth into the world to enlighten the humble and contrite, and to condemnation of the ungodly. And of the scriptures relating to section number 6, I will tell you in your mind and in your heart by the Holy Ghost. End of section 6. I will tell you in your mind and in your heart by the Holy Ghost.